3, 4, 5. These are good. 1, 2, 3. Get out of my way. 4, 5, 6, 7. That's it. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's over there. I'm busy now. Wait a few minutes. 2, 3. Look, Akbar, I think that because this part is a bit steep, we'll have to put the waterway here. We'll build the kitchen right here and store all the supplies over there. Look here. We'll build all the toilets way over there, up by the front door. The ladies' room will naturally be separated from the men's room. It's better this way, more privacy. This part, from here all the way to here, will be filled with benches for those who want to eat meat stew in the traditional settings. This part will be completely filled with tables and chairs. I think we should create a kind of a combination of traditional and modern styles. We'll also do some plaster work on the ceiling. Now, we'll hire an artist who could paint some pictures of Rostam and Sorab and Zuleikha and Shirin and Farhad to hang on the walls. And we'll set some lights overhead in different sections. It's going to look great, believe me. And the waiters could be dressed in green clothes with white collars, and they'll carry trays back and forth, serving dishes around the tables. There'll be a crowd outside. Hold on, sir. You'll have to wait for your turn. And we'll put the cash register at the door. Now, if it gets too crowded, we could tell them to go sit in their cars, and we could call them one by one through a speaker system. Wait a minute, I never thought about it. Where are all those people supposed to park their cars?
Are you done?
What are you talking about? I've just started. Are you done? Of course I'm not. Ah, let me catch my breath. Oh, it's going to look great. Ah, oh, ooh, ah, ooh.
Okay, now, tell me, whose idea is this?
Ours. Of course, who else?
Ours? How do you mean?
I mean, me and you. Why, do you want to add anything? If you do, I'm happy to listen. So say it, don't be shy.
I'm saying it, and I'm not being shy at all. I don't remember discussing any plans with you.
Oh, I see. That's your point. Look, Akbar, every stockholder is entitled to some opinions and ideas, right?
Look, Safdar. If we are going to build a restaurant here, we're going to do it my way.
So?
And in my restaurant, everything will be put where I choose. Is that clear?
But this place will get very crowded, sir. It's gonna look awesome. People will be there. Don't you think?
You have to listen to me. If you don't get any investments, you won't have a restaurant. I don't have any money of my own to put in the business. You put your life's work in that kitchen and earned lots of money that ended up in your wife's pocket. So what good came of that? Now, if you have any other ideas, please tell me.
Yes. I actually have a great idea.
Go on, tell me.
We're going home.
Akbar, don't be this way. I'm under pressure here. I have to keep you satisfied and keep the investors happy. Didn't I talk to each and every one of them for a whole week? Didn't I? Tell me.
Yes. Yes, he did,
there,
sir.
There, you see?
You sit in your chair and you think that you are the boss? Why the hell does everyone want to be my boss?
What are you talking about, Akbar? If you want to be the boss, you can be my guest. Go ahead.
I'm going home. You sit in your chair and keep it warm.
I'm not going to sit in my chair and keep it warm. I swear on our friendship that I'm telling you the truth. Listen to me. If you join forces with me, I'll arrange everything for you. I promise. I'll be responsible for all the aspects of the restaurant. All you need to do is cook. Why can't you agree with me?
I can no longer put up with your dear investors. Get that into your thick head. Let's go.
I get it. You saw her restaurant and started to have second thoughts. Go on, beg for her mercy. It's a good thing you came here. You can go kneel in front of her. Tell her you were wrong. Tell her you were a fool. She might take pity on you and let you get back into her kitchen.
Shut your mouth!
Ow! God! That was a heavy blow, Akbar. It hurts. Help me. Come on. You've got to help me. Mr. Human, help me.
Get up. I saw that. It was just a plastic chair.
Being made of plastic doesn't mean it doesn't hurt. It hurts. Mr. Human, is the deal off? Is he gone?
What's wrong with you? Are you stupid? He just lost his temper. That runs in his family. We only have to sweet-talk him into calming down, and it'll be all right. Akbar likes this place, I'm sure.
Really? I saw it in his eyes. Oi! Ow!
Thank you.
Where did he disappear to?
Oh, you know, it's a real pity. We could have gotten so rich.
I'll take care of it. Let's go.
What's wrong, Mansouri? Why are you making such a ruckus?
I see that you're not open yet. What's the problem now? Why is the restaurant closed?
We're doing some repairs.
What, are you trying to fool me now? You think I'm a fool? Come on. What is this all about? Tell your staff to come out and unload the truck.
Didn't Miss Kirka tell you to stay away?
You keep your mouth shut. She should be thankful that I'm willing to bring you supplies at all. Now tell your boss to come out, please.
Sorry, but Mrs. Kirka, she's not here, and the restaurant is closed.
No, I do not want to see Mrs. Kirka, not at all. Tell Mr. Akbar to come out, eh?
Hey, looky here.
Hello.
She's here.
Mr. Amir, I'll call you later, in half an hour. Thank you, bye.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello.
Hello there, ma'am. I've brought your supplies for you.
You shouldn't have. We're going to get our supplies from another supplier.
I know who you're going to get your supplies from. But it's not fair to treat me like this, ma'am.
And was it fair for you to take advantage of us?
Who's been taking advantage of who here? It appears that you've forgotten that you used to pay us in installments for the rice that I was bringing you in shipments from the north. Huh?
If I knew you were going to give us crappy goods, I'd have gone to another supplier, you rascal.
What are you talking about? The goods I brought you weren't crap. Besides, who would give you anything else on installments?
We let you supply us with goods while Akbar was here, but I don't want to do that anymore.
I don't have to talk to you. Go tell Mr. Akbar to come out here.
Mr. Akbar won't be here.
Then you can go ahead and tell him that he can settle his debts with me before I leave today.
I told you Mr. Akbar is not here anymore. If he owes you anything, find him and settle it for yourself.
Yes, I heard that you had an argument. He is going to come back here now, isn't he? Huh?
If Akbar was smart, he wouldn't use a rude guy like you to sell him crappy goods in the first place. Now, don't bother me. I've got better things to do with my time.
Ah, well. It appears that you've forgotten that thanks to my crappy goods, your restaurant has been prospering for a long time.
Prospering?
It appears that you've forgotten that thanks to my crappy goods, your restaurant has been prospering for a long time.
Prospered it has, knock on wood.
You stop right there. Mark my words, lady. I'm not like your Akbar who couldn't stand up for his own self.
Stop saying Akbar, Akbar, Akbar. Akbar is dead.
No, ma'am. I'm not dead. I actually happen to be alive and kicking. I am not dead. And I'm capable of standing up for myself.
I didn't mean anything by it, Mr. Akbar. Hello, sir.
Don't you ever talk to a lady like that again!
I didn't say anything, sir. I just informed her that your supplies are here, and they should be unloaded.
And she doesn't want any more supplies from you! Do you have a problem with that?
Well, I heard that you weren't coming back to the restaurant. So I just wanted to come by today and to settle my account with you. I didn't mean anything by it, that's all.
If there's anything left to settle, you should talk about it politely and then leave!
Yes, sir.
Our personal problems are nobody's business!
Of course not, sir.
Is that clear?
I'll be going then. I apologize for being rude to you both.
How many times do I have to tell you? Don't argue with people like that.
I didn't say anything. You should know that he started it first.
Really, I heard it all.
Why are you behaving like a child, Akbar? Why do you sneak here and hide in the corner? If you really decided to come back, I don't have any objection. Come back! Come on, come back.
But come back where?
Back to the kitchen. Back to your job. Isn't that what you came here for? Will what?
What you told Mansouri was right. Akbar is dead. The Akbar who used to work here in the kitchen day and night is finally dead.
I don't understand. Tell me why you're here then.
To prove to you that the real Akbar is not dead and is going to open up the real Ashpazbashi restaurant right in front of your restaurant. Right over there.
That's not a very funny joke, you know.
Yes. Because it wasn't a joke.
That's impossible.
I'm sure you're going to take back those words a few days from now.
So you're not going to stop this game, are you?
I wish you'd never started it.
Don't hold the dice. Don't hold the dice.
I'm not holding the dice, Dad.
Oh, you see, I got six again.
You know, it's a pity you weren't so lucky in your personal life.
You remind me of my aunt and her evil eye. I just happened to get lucky.
Go see who's at the door.
What now? Who is it?
Munusher, come here and give me a hand. Hurry up. Come in.
Hello, family man.
Come in, Kumars. Put it there. Thank you.
Sorry to disturb you.
Go on in. No one's home.
Hello, how are you, dear Kumar?
Hello, and you?
Fine, thank you. You're one of a kind. Look at all of this stuff. What's going on, Akbar?
Get moving and take some of this stuff inside. Stop playing.
Okay. Kumars, how could you leave the mountain in its fresh air and come to the city with all of this pollution? Akbar simply doesn't appreciate you. If only I was lucky to have a friend just like you, I might even have been married by now.
Would you hurry up, Manusher?
I appreciate your kindness. I would even die for my friends.
I'd die for my friends, too.
Come to those who ridicule and laugh at the prophets. This is not something you want to do.
Arrest and question any stranger who sets foot in the city, do you understand? I don't want one word spoken without our guards hearing and recording what was said.
At a time when sadness and futility reigned, everyone hopes for salvation.
For years, The rabbis at this temple, including myself, have anxiously awaited the arrival of the Messiah.
Has he been born yet?
He has. I heard his cries with my own ears.
The child that I wanted to devote to you has turned out to be a girl.
The boy we await will be a great man. However, he has to be born to a great and pious mother. A woman even more virtuous than you, Hannah. The promised Messiah will be born to your daughter.
She is your servant, your humble servant. This is Mary.
A holy girl, a holy woman, a holy child.
God knows there is no other human being like the girl in your arms. She has greatness within her. Much more greatness than anybody realizes, my dear.
No girl has ever served in a temple. No female has ever entered this holy place.
The Chosen One.
Well, Zechariah, I heard you're making a hut in the temple for Mary.
Is it possible that Mary could someday be Christ's mother?
Whatever may happen to your daughter is God's will. The health and well-being of every person rests in his hands. I can only pray for your child and her health. The voice said, God has chosen you, Mary. It called out my name, along with the name of three other women. That voice was so beautiful. Oh, Grandfather, the way it said those names.
The Christ will come and abolish these money-loving hypocrites who would keep them in bondage. He will loose their bindings.
How could we be expected to speak to a newborn baby?
Saint Mary, coming soon on iFilm.
Take the measurement carefully.
Width? 4 feet 3 inches.
And?
15 feet 9 inches. The exact length.
Very well. Come down. It's done.
Is it over?
Yes, we took the measurements, and now we'll prepare the design.
Would you like some tea?
No, thanks. If you don't mind, we would like to take your picture now for our designer.
Well, if I knew beforehand you would take a picture, I'd have worn a brighter and prettier scarf.
Don't worry. We're going to Photoshop something special. A chef's hat, and we'll put it on your head.
Ladies, come in for the test. Come in. All the raw materials are here. You can find whatever you want there. Ladies, pay attention. Pay attention, please. Put on your aprons and don't forget your gloves. The glove box is over there. Hurry up, please. Good, take this picture. No, move over there. Over there. Good. More to the side. To the side. Good, take it. Now, take this picture from another angle. Can you please turn around? Good. Good. I think that's enough. We took a lot of pictures. Thank you.
Please have it ready in a couple of days. Don't be late.
It'll take at least 3 or 4 days.
But you're just going to change the cover picture?
No, the entire sign has to be changed.
Mrs. Kirka?
Yes?
They're waiting for you at the kitchen.
Okay, I'm coming.
You're very busy and we're taking your time. We'll go back to the office and start to work and we'll try to finish as soon as possible.
Now you're talking. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to hearing from you soon.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Mrs. Kirka is coming.
Hello. Hello. Good day, madam.
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Good day,
hello
madam.
To you.
I'm Inu Kirka, and I'm the manager of this restaurant. You're going to start to work here, but there's one condition for being employed. In order to work in a restaurant such as this, you should be self-disciplined and extremely hard-working. Once you've passed that test, we can start talking about your salary and insurance and other stuff, but really what we want to concentrate on is the quality of the cooking.
God willing.
Ladies, first I'd like to know which one of you knows how to make sour chicken, as it's one of my favorites.
Sour chicken?
None of you knows how to make it?
No.
All right, then, we'll start with a test. You make celery stew, you make lentil stew, you make walnut and pomegranate stew.
Should I do it with chicken or with small meatballs?
With chicken. You make saffron rice casseroles, you make mixed herb stew, and you make kebab.
What kind of kebab?
Chicken and filet kebab.
Yes, chicken and filet kebabs. Let's see what you can do.
Okay.
Well, let's get busy, ladies. Miss Matabi, give me the list, please.
Here you are.
Girls, let's go and give them a hand. See if they're short of anything.
Hi, Mommy.
Hi, honey.
How are you?
Fine.
What's going on here? What are you doing?
Please, let me concentrate on watching them. I'll explain everything later. Solmaz, dear. What are you doing? She isn't doing anything right. You've got to show her what to do.
Mom and Dad's quarrel is starting to get ridiculous.
I've told you 100 times.
It's been a long time since Mom moved into the new house. But she and Dad are still sulking. I really wanted to go and hug her tightly and tell her we feel her absence at home. To tell her that I've started to hate parents who easily get divorced without giving any thought to their children. Now I understand why when we teased one of our classmates whose parents were divorced about having two moms and two dads, she never laughed at our jokes. I don't know why Mom insists on having a new head chef in Dad's absence. These poor women think they're going to find a permanent job. Well, there's one good thing about this show. Mom is going to understand that no one is good enough to replace Dad.
Kiyomars, how am I going to partner with people who don't even tell the difference between kebab and mixed salad? I want a partner who can understand the language of food, to know the ropes, and even if they're stupid, they should know better than to meddle in my affairs.
I think you're up to something.
I'll tell you later.
Do you need a hand?
Come on in, Dad. The food is almost ready.
Ah. Wow. Smells good.
Bon appetit.
Bah.
Don't forget your pill. Here you are.
Did you finish your mission? Did you do as your mother told you, Mama's boy?
Dad, Coke isn't good for your health. I made some yogurt drink for you. Drink that instead. Doesn't have much salt in it.
That's right, Father. Have the yogurt drink. It's good for you.
Here you are, Dad.
Smells good.
Where are you going? Weren't you supposed to buy sangak bread?
Yes, but...
Go. Go buy some sangak bread. They should roast it or it'll upset my stomach.
Oh, how did my poor mother and sister ever tolerate you?
What did you say?
What I had actually meant to say was that you should have told me sooner. If I go now, I'll have to wait in the line for hours.
Manusher, don't buy ready-made bread.
Okay. Would you like anything else while I'm out?
Girls, hurry.
I'm going to my office. Miss Matabi, come to the office, please.
Hi, Mom.
Hi. Where were you? You're late.
I brought Rahim to take a look at the pipes.
You shouldn't have left him alone.
But I don't know anything about the pipes.
You know, it really doesn't matter if you don't know. He'll do a better job if you're watching over him. You should know that by now.
Okay, I'll go. But I need to eat first.
Let them know you're coming. The kitchen is full of women.
Thank you.
So, how are the new cooks doing?
Not very good, I'm afraid. Yes?
You wanted to see me?
Miss Matabi, ask Kazemi to stay and tell the others to leave.
What about Miss Shakeri?
Who is that one? Wait a second.
The one in, dark blue, I think.
Yes, yes. Okay, you can tell her to stay as well.
Okay. So, you're not going to open the restaurant yet?
No.
I should keep the answering machine on?
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me, Miss Matabi, is Miss Kirke
yes.
in? Hello there.
Hello?
Excuse me. There's somebody here who wants to see you.
Who is it?
Ma'am, come in.
Hello.
Hello.
She wants to meet you.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Arizu. Arizu Radamnesh.
And?
I'll leave now.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I didn't know the address, and I got lost.
You're here for the cooking test?
Yes.
Sit down. Does your back hurt?
It's nothing. I'm fine. I'm fine.
So are you pregnant?
Yes. But I have a long way to go. It's only the start.
Fine, but if you're pregnant, you won't be able to tolerate the smells in the kitchen after a while.
No. I'm used to it.
Okay. If you're okay with this, I won't say anything. Today we're giving a test to all the cooks. I think it's best that you take the test with our head chefs. I think we'll hold the test tonight. We will let you know if you're suitable for the job. I wish you all the best.
Thank you for giving me this chance.
You were the head chef at a hotel abroad, if I'm not mistaken, am I right?
That's right.
Okay, you may go.
Goodbye, thank you.
Matabi, go and help them in the kitchen, okay? Go.
Yes, of course.
Do you happen to know her, Mom?
No. But if half of what they say about her is true, she's the best head chef in this country, mark my words.
She won't be able to hold a candle to Dad. 80% of head chefs all over the world are men. And most cooking books are written by men. Okay, she might be good. Have you told them that they'll be working here temporarily? Make sure you don't let them get their hopes up over nothing.
Who said it's temporary? We're not hiring temps here. Sara, don't sit around! Go to the kitchen and take the resumes of the ones I asked to stay, okay?
Okay.
We'll open the restaurant.
You will?
Well, why not?
But wait, aren't you going to test her?
I have a feeling this girl will be good.
Are you home? Are you home, Mr. Human?
Yes, I'm home. What's up?
Hello? One of the kitchen staff told me that she has hired a new head chef and they're going to open the restaurant tonight.
Yes, that's right. That's what they told me.
Damn it, Akbar. We're behind everyone else.
Pardon me, what did you say? What did you say?
Nothing. I was talking to myself. What else?
Well, they say she's one hell of a chef. That's what they say.
Who is she?
I don't know. They say she came back from abroad.
Really?
Yes. It's been confirmed.
Bravo, Minu. Essie?
Yes, I hear you.
As soon as you hang up, call Akbar.
Okay. Well, yes, I'll do that. I'm gonna call him right away.
You tell him everything. All the sordid details. Everything. You know what I mean? Huh?
Okay. Okay, that's okay. Very good, that's okay.
Thank you. Is there anything else?
Not really. Nothing special.
Call me if anything new happens, no matter how trivial, okay?
Don't worry, I will.
Thank you, Essie.
Yes, I'm listening.
I have some good news for you. I'm expecting to receive some high-quality cheese from Mazar Sharif.
Oh, Marvelous, yes. Thank you very much.
I'm watching your back, my friend.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you.
It's closer. The restaurant is closed now.
Why?
As mentioned here, for maintenance and repairs and such things.
Let's go.
See this? They're doing some repairs.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. How you doing, Rahim? Is it done?
Musa, have you heard from Akbar?
No, I haven't. I haven't heard from him recently.
Well, Ellie wasn't in the kitchen either. Are you really closed because of the pipes? There's nothing wrong with him, you know.
Akbar doesn't come to the restaurant anymore, and Issy and some other guys are following suit. Mrs. Kirka intends to change the cooks. Don't tell anybody, okay? Please keep it a secret.
I see. What if they change you?
No way. I'm just a simple doorman. Look at that poor fella.
Who is this?
A suitor of Akbar's eldest daughter.
Why is the restaurant closed?
No kidding. That's a long story, Mr. Tirdad.
Hello.
You just got here.
Yes, I saw him coming. How are you? Come on in.
I'm fine. I'd rather stay here.
I was just telling Mr. Tirdad how lucky he is to become a part of your family. You know, I really, really appreciate your wonderful family. You're too good for words.
Well, thank you, Musa. Come on in. Mom's here.
No. I came here to have a word with you for a minute. To talk in private.
Is something wrong?
No. It's nothing serious. Nothing serious.
You scared me there.
Can we go somewhere else and... go somewhere else and talk? Of course, if you have time.
The restaurant is empty. Come in if you want.
I won't be comfortable there. I'd rather we go... You know, I'd rather we go somewhere else.
I really have to be here now. Actually, there are some cooks who have come to take a test, and so, Mom wants to open up the restaurant tonight, and she's all by herself, and so I have to be here now. So why don't you come in?
Then maybe another time. I don't want to take your time.
No, you took the trouble to come here. It'll be a shame if you go.
No. I was passing by, and I decided to drop by and see you. It's not important. Let's take a rain check. I'll be going. I'll call you.
All right, then. Okay. I'll speak to you later. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Give my regards to your family.
By the way, you do the same.
Get going.
Goodbye to you.
Bye-bye. Hey, call me. If you want.
Of course. See you then.
We're opening the restaurant, Miss Sarah.
Yes. Thank God. It seems that Mom likes the new cooks.
Thank God.
Hurry up, Manusha. Get a move on. And bring some tables over here. Way to go. Way to go, son.
Father, why are you standing by the door?
I have to keep an eye on you, don't you think? Will you stop complaining already?
Father, please. Just moving a few pieces of furniture needs supervision.
It does. Hurry up, Manusha. There are loads of things to do.
Can somebody please tell me what is going on in here? Are we having a birthday party? What are all these tables and chairs for?
We're going to have a historic party tonight.
A historic party? And who's invited to this historic party?
You'll see for yourself.
Well, if you tell me who's coming, I might even get dressed up tonight, huh?
Good idea. You should do that. Who knows? You might even enjoy yourself.
Huh? But I was planning to go to the other house tonight.
The other house? Why?
Just for a change. I haven't seen that place, and I was wondering if they're doing that feng shui. And I'm kind of missing the kids as well.
Then tell them to come here.
Okay, come on. I want to go and see my sister.
Go on, then.
Well, no, but I'll stay here. I'll give you a hand. I'll go there tomorrow.
Then help Kiyomars to set the tables and chairs while I prepare the food.
Yes, yes, whatever you say. You are the boss.
Hurry up, Manushe.
It's a penalty kick! Yeah! Oh, fantastic! Hello?
Akram, why did you turn it off? It's not fair to our guest. His back hurts and he wants to watch football.
You have to watch football just because his back hurts?
No, I'm okay.
What are you talking about? You were injured.
Tell me again. Why was my brother's restaurant deal canceled?
As I told you earlier, Mr. Human told Mr. Akbar who was the boss there, and he took offense. And the chair happened to hit my back.
Of course he'll take offense. His wife says she's the boss on TV, and you tell him you're the boss. Why the hell did you do that? Do you even know how to be a boss?
Who said I'm the boss? Did I say that?
Get up.
Why are you talking nonsense?
No,
get up.
Thank you.
Go find him and get on your knees and apologize.
Where are we supposed to go at this hour? He's our guest and his back hurts.
Get moving!
We should go there. Here we are. Was it 33 or 35? I think it's 35. Please, ma'am. Go in, ma'am. Please go in.
After you, Mr. Javon.
After you.
After you. After you.
So what's going on there?
Bad news, Javadi. I think Akbar is trying to ditch us.
Oh, goddammit, ditching us.
I think we should go and see what's going on in there.
So wait, did you know them?
Yes, they're his relatives.
Why are they here?
How should I know? What if Akbar and Minu have reconciled? They'll just ruin us.
I don't...
Move aside.
I don't know what I'm going to say. Who are those guys?
Hey, it's Afshari. He's one of Akbar's relatives, one of the richest ones. I have to find out what's going on there.
If you want to know what's going on there, you've only got one choice. You're going to have to ring the bell and go in.
Go in and say what?
I don't know. Go kneel in front of him and apologize.
Huh? What are you talking about? Apologize?
But you
want me to apologize to my brother-in-law?
Yes, sir. Come on.
Yes, sir.
Look, come on in.
Of course.
You have to answer to your wife yourself. I'm not going to go near your house.
You're right. I should see what's going on there.
Javadi, yeah. Don't leave. The keys are in the car. Thanks a lot, my friend.